Big 102.1, Acadiana's biggest hits, the most fun. It is the Big Morning Show, Renee Rivette and Chris Logan. And excited to have Michael Israel on the phone with us. He will be part of Palettes and Pate, the largest annual benefit for the Outreach Center, happening on November 15th at Le Pavillon at Park Lafayette. It's always a great event. And Michael, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
We're doing great.
We are looking so forward to what they say is Cirque du Soleil meets Picasso. I was watching some of your stuff, Michael. Artist, magician. I mean, so many wonderful feasts for the eyes. How did this come about that started out as a child?
Well, I used to go to art festivals as a kid, and everything would sell out. So I started painting at the festivals. I paint really fast because I'm really impatient. I jam out to the music, get in the zone, and I'd look over my shoulder, and there'd be people as far back as I could see. And I was used to think to myself, geez, if I could get a dollar for each person watching, I could give the artwork away. Because back then, the artwork was like $3. I mean, it was like, you know, whatever I could sell it for. Now it's crazy. They've gone for $250,000 a piece at times. And what's really great is I get to swing my paintbrush and do great things for great causes. And the Outreach Center certainly is a great cause. The event, oh my God, that is a party like no other party. I mean, everybody there had such a great time, including myself. I mean, I would pay to go to this event. That's how much fun it is, besides my show.
So explain to everyone what exactly you will be doing at Palettes and Pate.
Well, I'll have a bunch of 6-foot blank canvases, and we're going to play some crazy music ranging from classical to pop to rock to you name it. And I'm going to do paintings at about 1,000 miles an hour with paint flying everywhere and paintbrushes going all over the place. For probably the first 3/4 of it, I'm going to look like this crazy, insane, wild man, and people are going to go, what on earth is he doing?
I'm pretty excited about it. I get to be one of the co-hosts of the event, and I've never been. So I was told to beware the splatter zone.
You know, interestingly enough, I'm in control of the paint, but it looks like it's going everywhere. And at the end, it's a detailed painting. But people are always worried about the paint splash. And I've been to, you know, extremely high-end black tie affairs and presidential events where people are going, you're not going to get any paint on us, are you? And after the event, they come up and they want a hug. And it's like, I'm covered in paint. It's going to get all, I don't care. The handprint on my suit. But, you know, it's this warm, fuzzy, revelational time. It you cannot put it into words, but ask anybody that was at the event last time, and they'll tell you. And actually, after the event, it carried on to an after party that went till the next morning. I mean, everybody had such a great, great time and for a great cause.
And the paintings are auctioned off, right?
Yeah, yeah. And actually, this event's going to be a real treat for anybody that's an art collector, because I'm launching a new series and style of works. So they'll be extremely collectible. And at the charity event, it's kind of anything goes. So, you know, sometimes you can get the buy of a lifetime.
The one that we're looking forward to is going to be happening November 15th at Le Pavillon at Park Lafayette. It is not only a very, very special event, humanitarian performing artist, magician, Michael Israel is going to be there. And we are so excited to be a part of it. Michael, thank you for being on the Big Morning Show. And we look forward to seeing you at the event in Lafayette.
Definitely one not to be missed. And the food is amazing there, too. So it's a great time.
Thanks, Michael. We'll see you on November the 15th.
All right, guys. Have a great one.